Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
It's time for Complaint Corner. We feel like if we get it off our chest now, the rest of the show will be positive and smooth.
Has anyone checked Twitter this morning to see why Prego is trending?
Who's Prego?
Nobody. Prego, the sauce, is trending because there's a video that went viral of someone pouring a huge Costco-sized jug of it on their countertop and then adding Parmesan cheese and what looks to be Swanson microwaved meatballs and then cooked spaghetti noodles, and they're just tossing it all together and they just have spaghetti on their counter. Cool, fun, quirky, gross.
Yeah, like, how many people are coming over for supper that you need to fill an entire counter with
spaghetti?
Also
that.
Also, like, you know how big that bowls come? Like, bowls are huge these days.
Yeah.
There's bowls that are, like, the size of a small car now.
First of all, why Prego sauce? Isn't that, like, the low of the low when it comes to making Italian food? That's just what I've heard. I don't know. Italians seem to make fun of it a lot.
All those jarred, pre-flavored pasta sauces are the, in my opinion,
not
very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think the whole trend of pouring things directly on countertops needs to go away.
Right.
Because you've seen it with nachos, too.
But nachos, at least, like, not every little bit of the nacho is touching the counter, right?
Like, I think it's frustrating to me because they make it so large and then they use the, like, queso cheese, mm-hmm. which I know gets cold really quick.
Right.
So it's just upsetting to me to see it, plate of nachos, a table of nachos that big.
All right. We'll put that on the list.
No more tables of food.
No more counters. What about the, like, when they put the newspaper down and then do, like, a New Orleans bake on it?
That can stay.
Okay, because I really like that. That's so much fun. Okay, my complaint corner is, I think I'm at the age now, at 38 and a half, where there are phrases now that I don't know what they mean anymore.
Have you seen the move where teenagers are, like, it looks like they're putting an injection in their arm?
No.
And they'll pose when they do something cool. Like, young hockey teams are doing it now. I don't know what it means.
It means, like, inject this into my veins.
Maybe.
This feeling.
I honestly have no idea.
Would be my guess. But yeah, see, that's another example. I just don't know anymore. The word bussin' is being used a lot on Soch, specifically on TikTok, I've seen. And I just heard in Snow's song Informer at the start, they say bussin' as well. And I figured that word had been around for a while.
Bussin'.
I always thought it meant rapping.
I think it did mean that for a while.
I thought it was a different word for rapping. Apparently, it means a bunch of stuff. So nobody can decide anymore what it means. It meant kissing in the 50s, if you were bussin' up on somebody. I mean, you were macking them. And now this Janelle chick, who is like a keto activist on TikTok, has started questioning what the word meant. She was told, and then she started using it all the time because she really liked it, as something that's just good. So, like, she'll eat a pepper with cream cheese on it and be like, this pepper's bussin'. And everybody's like, is it, Janelle?
Okay. You mentioned a word during that rant that I haven't heard since high school. Mackin'. Can we bring that back? Why don't we start using that on TikTok and really confuse Gen Z? They'll be like, what does that mean?
Right.
Bring it back.
Or even go one generation before and go with neckin', because I know how confusing that was when I was younger, when my mom would say, like, yeah, I saw the neighbor neckin' at the football game. I wonder who his girlfriend is. And I was like, I thought that meant,
like, moving their neck weird?
That you, like, go in for a kiss, but then turn a little bit farther and just, like, smash necks with each other. I genuinely thought that's what neckin' meant. I think we just need to come up with one lane for one word. Mm-hmm. So let's figure out what bussin' actually means.
Gwyneth Paltrow said that she went off the rails during quarantine because she drank alcohol, made pasta, and ate bread. I've already done all three of those things this morning.
Yeah, like,
move over.
That's just a meal, right?
Yeah, it's nothing. It's an everyday occurrence for the rest of us. So we wanted to ask you, what's something that you've done lately that was off the rails? Like, it would shake Gwyneth to her core.
780-784-7107. What do we got rolling in on the text line?
Jared is driving 10 kilometers over the speed limit on the QE2.
That's off the rails, buddy.
Also, probably texting and driving. No. You can, like, do talk to text now.
Right.
So that's good. Tips wrote in saying, I opened a bag of chips upside down.
Oh.
Hashtag off the rails.
What about you?
I ate one and a half pizzas last night and got through a bag of chocolate almonds.
Gwyneth would be disgusted with you.
Well, she needs to live a little.
Yeah, but you don't want to go too far and then you'll end up off the rails.
The thing is, I bet when she said this, it happened once. Like, I bet she had one dinner.
Yeah.
Travis said, it's not as crazy as eating pasta, but the other day I ordered sushi and there was no chopsticks, so I ate it with my hands.
Yeah, off the rails. See, mine hasn't officially happened yet, but I put out a couple steaks that were in the freezer yesterday afternoon on the counter in hopes that they would be thawed enough that I could get them going last night. They weren't. And then I left them out by mistake on the counter all night. And this morning I saw them and they were definitely room temp. So I put them in the fridge. And I know that after reading online that I should not eat them today.
You're going to throw them out?
Probably going to eat them today.
You're still going to eat them even though they're like in the danger zone. See, Gwyneth is not okay
with
that.
I'm off the rails? Maybe not.
Brooke said, good morning. This morning, I put sugar-loaded creamer in my coffee. Hashtag no regrets. Brooke.
Calm down.
You're crazy.
You better go find those rails, Brooke, because you're off them.
Ryder and Lisa.
Play 107.
I'm really excited about your story today.
Okay.
Mine's cool, too, but it's short. But I'm going to go first just so we can get to yours and give it some more time. I just want to give a shout-out to 10-year-old Tanatalua Adawumi, who has just become the official chess national master in the States, the 28th youngest person to ever do so. Just a few years ago, he was homeless and then ended up in a refugee camp, and that's where he learned how to play chess. And then he managed to win a huge tournament in New York while living at a homeless shelter.
Wow.
And they published his story, I think, in Reader's Digest, and people donated money, managed to get him out of the homeless shelter and find him a home, him and his parents, if I'm not mistaken. And he's continued to study the game, and he just won the national championship.
Thriving.
How incredible is that story?
I love it.
Oh, I got to hit the button, don't I?
Tell me something good.
It always ruins the story when the button doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It was still a great story.
Okay, I'm sure everyone has heard the viral story of the woman on the flight to Hawaii who gave birth and didn't even know she was pregnant. Stories like this always amaze me. So fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So her water broke. What do you do in that situation?
Well, and if
they
you don't
can't
know you're
land.
Pregnant, that must be terrifying.
Yes. Luckily, there were three nurses on the flight that specialize in childbirth. So they jumped into action real quick. They didn't have anything, any equipment, but they actually do something called wilderness training, where if you're in the situation where you have to help deliver a baby and you don't have equipment, you use what you got around you.
Okay.
In this case, shoelaces, microwaved warmed bottles, and an Apple Watch heart monitor all helped get this newborn to be delivered safely on a flight. Imagine being on that flight, though, and not being involved. You're just like, whoa, what?
Yeah, or like you have to go to the bathroom really bad, but they're using the hallway.
They're blocking it. You're like, excuse me.
I'm just going to have to sneak by you here just for a quick second.
Congratulations to the new mama and to those amazing nurses who stepped up. Wild story.
Tell me something good.
On Play 107.
It's time for acting class. Well, we will be acting out today, as suggested on the text line, is the line, that doesn't go there, why would you put it there?
Perfect.
Who did we get that one in from? Do we have their name?
Yeah, that was from Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
We put a bunch of different emotions, I guess you could call them, in a hat. What does yours say? What is it?
Frustrated. This should be easy. It's my tone most of the morning.
Okay.
That doesn't go there. Why would you put that there?
Was that angry? Is that what you were supposed to be doing?
Frustrated.
Oh,
Don't.
It was okay.
See, I'm frustrated right now.
Obnoxious.
Mm-hmm, this will be easy.
This will be really easy. Ugh, that doesn't go there. Why would you put it there?
All right. My next. Curious. That doesn't go there. Why would you put that there? Nailed that.
No, it should have been more like...
No,
that
you don't
get to... That doesn't go there.
No.
You're supposed to be curious.
I was curious.
Dude.
Oh, you are so annoying in this. This is why we don't do this segment very much.
Okay. Terrified. That doesn't go there. Why would you put it there? I'm just crushing this acting class today.
Yes, I am. I think everybody knows who's winning right now.
No, me.
I guess we'll see.
You got to vote. 780-784-7107. Who's a better actor today?
Miserable. That doesn't go there. Why would you put that there?
Is there any more emotions? Oh,
yeah,
there's one left.
One more.
Okay. Flirtatious. That is really inappropriate. I don't want to say this sentence in a flirty way. Okay. Don't make me do this. That doesn't go there. Why would you put it there? I can't do it. Ew. No. That doesn't go there.
Play 107.
So there is a story going viral of a guy who got busted cheating, and if it wasn't for modern technology, he probably would have been all right. So what happened was he took a picture of the hotel that he got to. He was traveling for work and sent it to his girlfriend. What he didn't realize is he sent a live photo.
So when you hold down a live photo, it's kind of like a mini video.
1.7 seconds, okay. I think, is the length of them. So in the picture, it looked like the screenshot of said live photo looked fine. It was just the bed. But when you clicked and hold it, right at the end, you could see a girl, like, jumping on the bed. Like, falling back onto the bed. So he didn't realize what he had sent was the live photo, and that's how he ended up getting busted cheating.
I love when my friends send me live photos and don't realize it.
Yeah.
I always hold it down to be like, I wonder if they said something funny. Or I wonder if I'll see what they look like, because they're just, like, showing what they're eating for dinner or whatever.
I wish it was, like, 2.5 seconds. Like, it just doesn't feel like quite enough ever for the payoff, but this girlfriend got her payoff by realizing her boyfriend was scum.
Now, I said that I had a story about how I found out a boyfriend was cheating, and you've never known about the site. Was it just an Edmonton thing? Because Ryder doesn't know what Nexopia is. And
well, it's some kind of social media,
yes,
right?
Yes, but was it not a thing in Saskatchewan?
I don't ever remember it. Like, I went from ICQ to MSN Messenger as like a form of connecting and communicating, and then I jumped to MySpace,
okay,
I think.
Okay, but you never had Nexopia.
No. Would it have been in between the Messenger and MySpace era? So maybe I just didn't have, like, a computer at the time.
But every time I talk to someone that didn't grow up in Edmonton, they're like, oh, no, that's just an Edmonton thing. Mm. Like, Nexopia was an Edmonton site. I don't know if that's true. That's how I found out. There was a girl that messaged me about something I wrote on my profile, and I was like, oh, who's this chick? And I went to her page, and she was following my boyfriend at the time. So I was like, how do you know him? And she's like, oh, my best friend hooked up with him last weekend. I was like, that's cool. We've been together for a year.
Just the right amount of pain in there still, eh?
Yeah.
Laugh it off, but you can just hear it underneath.
But it's crazy how something like that, that's not even a dating website,
right,
was a way that I found out. And they probably communicated on that site as well. That's why she was following him, or her friend was.
Rachel said that her ex was all over the single sites and she managed to bust him. Jana said that the dumbass pocket dialed me and I got to hear him chat with his other woman. Yeah, no, it's pretty interesting how easy it is to bust somebody doing that. And they think it's just like the most innocent thing that ends up getting them busted. Like, I know a guy who uploaded a Facebook profile picture and he had the Plenty of Fish logo on.
Like in the corner?
Oh, yeah. Like
he didn't crop it out?
Correct. And that, like, that's how he ended up getting busted. Like, how do you make that mistake?
It was a good picture of him.
Well, of course, it was his best.
Nexopia was in Saskatchewan. We are getting so many texts of people saying that they had it in BC.
No,
yes.
Jamie's wrong. It wasn't in Saskatchewan. We didn't have the internet then.
K107.
So the Flames are done for the season, which is kind of sad because their head coach gives some amazing post-game interviews, and we won't be hearing from him in playoffs. But as an Oiler fan, feels pretty good, especially that we were kind of part of the reason that they're eliminated. We gave Montreal a point by going to overtime last night, and that is what did it. Right. That was the final straw for the Flames playoff hopes.
I'm curious if any of our listeners are Flames fans. Like, yeah, you live here in Edmonton, but maybe you were born and raised Calgary.
Yeah, not many, though.
We don't get a lot of text into the show saying go Flames.
Yeah, a lot of Leafs, a lot of Habs.
Yeah.
Not as many Flames.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we thought it would be fun to mess with our friends, Beckler and Shauna, who do a morning show in Calgary at X92.9. And if you have a chance, if you're in Calgary, crank them up. They're a dynamite duo. But we should probably mess with them a bit.
X92.9, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're well. How are you?
Good. You guys are my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're our favorite.
Just have a quick question for you there.
Yeah.
Do you guys know when the playoffs start there for the Flames?
The Flames are out. They lost out last night.
This is totally a prank call.
They did?
This is a prank call.
What? just checking.
Amazing.
Oiler fan?
Amazing.
Go, you an Oiler fan?
Go Oilers, go, baby.
Go Oilers!
Amazing.
107.
I know clickbait has been around for a while, and I understand how it works. I'm a sucker for it. I'll often click links if there's like a cliffhanger and I need to know an answer to something.
I love the unsung heroes who will click on the article, find out what the reveal is,
yes,
and then they'll just comment.
Yeah.
So people don't waste their time.
But I think we have to change our tune when it comes to specifically like viruses now, after the year we've had. I just read from Global Edmonton on Twitter. It says Alberta has stopped Alberta has stopped administering first doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. That's it. That's the tease.
Okay. So, and then what's the context?
Well, the clickbait is going to be people going to see why. Like, what? Everybody's sensitivities are heightened, no doubt, when it comes to the vaccines.
Mm-hmm. So what's the answer?
Well, it's because they're saving what they have left of it for second doses for people that got the first. So it's not like they've discovered something new about it that's far more dangerous, and the cliffhanger of a tease kind of made it seem that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really hope that news outlets don't utilize people's fear now of what we went through and our firsthand experience with dealing with a pandemic for clickbait moving forward. Because, like, you look back, and every year there was a new story about a bird flu or the killer hornets or whatever was going to take over the world. And then you actually read the story, and most scientists and professionals are like, there's a really good chance this is going to fizzle out and it's not actually a big deal. But they never said that. And now I just think there's a responsibility to not make people go crazy by taking every new strain of whatever and making it seem like it's a bigger deal just to get more clicks. Like, it's a bit of a tactic, and I just think it's really irresponsible right now. And people have been through too much to all of a sudden be consumed by what the next one is, if it's really not something that we have to be worried about. So, a bit of a plea to not utilize people's sensitivities to get clickbaits right now.
Just for the record, they're not killer hornets. They're murder hornets.
Oh, murder.
Murder hornets.
So where are you at with wedding hashtags?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I think they're pretty crafty, too. It's a cool little personalized piece that people will probably remember.
Well, I like searching the hashtag, finding out what the hashtag is, especially if it's a wedding I wasn't invited to. Mm-hmm. And then I can live vicariously through all of the posts.
Oh, yeah. And just watch them all night. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
I think that both you and I are well equipped to help if somebody is getting married this summer, next, and you need a solid hashtag. Hit us up. We'll do our best to brainstorm with you.
We need details about your life, though.
Yeah, like what you do professionally, your last names, even middle names, anything that you can pull into use is important.
Middle names won't work, Ryder. Majority of the people coming to the wedding don't know their middle names.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying we need a lot of information.
Fine.
Okay, I'm actually going to start this company by myself then. Weddinghashtags.ca. It was a little bit cheaper than .com. And Lisa's not invited only to the wedding, but to this company anymore either.
I'll just search the hashtags that you come up with, so it's like I'm at the weddings.
Regulators.
Play 107, you're convinced that your phone's listening to what you're talking about.
Dude.
And then there's ads based on that.
Yesterday, all I said out loud was, there's a smoothie you can buy from Costco that comes like pre-made, kind of.
Everything it's frozen, you need in it, yeah.
And you just throw that in your blender and it's ready. And I was like, I don't remember the name of the brand, though. Guess what's sponsored on my timeline this morning? That exact item.
Doesn't that tell you that your phone is not listening to you because you didn't say the name of it?
It heard Smoothie Costco.
No.
And they're like, we'll push this through so she buys it. Yes.
May I? Maybe they just know who their audience, their target audience is, and they're going after 31-year-old basics as like a, they're going to love this smoothie.
No.
So they are targeting 31-year-old women.
What? That is a crazy coincidence that I was just talking about yesterday, and that's what's sponsored on my timeline today. It could have been anything.
I would even go as far as saying like, these social platforms are able to take things like the hashtags you use and then fit their advertising into that more so than like your phone's listening to you and somebody's like,
hashtagging smoothie.
Look at this. This girl in Edmonton, she just said the word smoothie.
They're
Let's
listening.
Get the ad up.
I'm not using hashtag smoothie or don't know what smoothie brand I'm looking for. That's not the hashtag.
That would be a long hashtag.
It would be. By the way, they're called Revive Smoothies, if you're curious. I haven't tried them yet, but I really want to.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.